President Obama said today that the U.S. will develop a vaccine and improve tests for the Zika virus and develop new ways to control mosquitoes. He spoke after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported that it is currently monitoring 279 pregnant women in the U.S. who likely have Zika. 157 of those women are in the U.S. states. Another 122 are in U.S. territories, mostly Puerto Rico. The CDC had previously only reported on the pregnant women with symptoms of Zika, but now it will also report those whose lab results indicate that they have it, even if they have no symptoms. This week, the Senate voted to allocate $1.1 billion to fight the Zika virus, while the House voted to spend about half that much. Still unclear what the final number will be, but we will keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, to a story in the border city of El Paso, Texas, which has a policy that lets it put people in jail if they can't pay their traffic fines. Well, now a lawsuit has been filed in federal court challenging that policy, saying it violates citizens' constitutional right of equal protection under the law. Lauren Madelon from the Fronteras desk at Marfa Public Radio reports.
It was 2 a.m., April 23rd, 2014. Levi Lane was driving home after his shift at a dog food factory.
I get intercepted by the police. They pull up behind my car and they basically block me.
Lane says police searched his car.
Did you give them permission to search your car?
Yes, I give them permission.
Lane says officers told him they were looking for drugs.
They didn't find anything. They weren't going to find anything. And then when they couldn't find
anything. But police did run Lane's license.
Well, they found out that I had like 13 traffic warrants.
Which translated into more than $3,400 in unpaid traffic tickets.
From then on out, it was story over, you know. My registration was expired and I didn't have any insurance and I couldn't update my registration because of the lack of insurance prior to that.
Lane had decided to roll the dice and drive to his overnight shift because buses here don't operate round the clock. He lived across town and he needed the work.
Kind of puts you in a situation that's hard to get out of when the money starts to stack.
Lane was brought into court later that morning. He pleaded guilty to his previous offenses. Now, he could have gone home right then and there if he could pay a portion of the outstanding fines. But here's the issue. Both federal and state laws say you can't jail someone for non-payment unless you first have a hearing to see if that person is really unable to pay. And if they can't, the Supreme Court, Texas law, and the Justice Department all say alternatives, like a payment plan, reduced fines, or community service, must be considered. Lane never had that hearing.
Go there, you don't know you have options. You don't know you have these things that you could do. And, you know, they don't really tell you that you have these choices.
Citing Lane's case, a state-funded legal aid program launched a federal lawsuit against the city of El Paso. Brian Jacoby is with the Texas Civil Rights Project, and he's Levi Lane's attorney.
The basis of the case is that the city of El Paso has an unconstitutional debt collections process.
Jacoby showed me a city memo dated 2006. The memo states that people with outstanding tickets who are caught must pay one quarter of their debt right away.
They're told, pay 25%, maybe qualify for payment plan. Can't do that, pay in full. Can't do that, go to jail.
Now, Jacoby's hoping this lawsuit will set a precedent that tells cities they can't write their own rules that ignore the Constitution and unfairly punish the poor.
Nobody in this case is ever saying that Levi should just be completely absolved of responsibility for these tickets. The question is, how can he pay his debt to society? We're trying to empower him to do so without sitting in jail unconstitutionally.
This is not an abstract legal debate limited to El Paso. Since September, similar lawsuits have been filed in Washington State, Mississippi, and Louisiana. And then remember Ferguson, Missouri? In 2014, Ferguson unraveled after police shot and killed an 18-year-old black teenager, Michael Brown. Well, the Justice Department reported that part of what stoked the flames of discontent was a systemic police and courtroom targeting of people that, quote, exacerbates existing racial bias. The report specifically mentions that people are put in jail because of unpaid traffic fines.
Many, many cities and counties still continue that practice, and it takes a greater effort to eradicate that problem in our law.
Law professor Ranjana Natarajan's at the University of Texas at Austin. She says that practice runs counter to the U.S. Supreme Court.
So here's what the Supreme Court said decades ago. They said, you can't punish a person more severely just because he or she is poor.
Natarajan's the director of the Civil Rights Clinic at the law school. She says courts can't jail people like Levi Lane before what's called an indigency hearing is held.
We find that courts are often doing that without determining whether people have the ability to pay in the first place.
A similar lawsuit lost last fall when a federal judge ruled the city of Austin, Texas, could not be held liable for the actions of judges. The El Paso case alleges that the city's own policy, not judges, drives a practice that Natarajan says often financially cripples poor people.
That's essentially punishing people for their poverty, and that's something that we as a society decided long ago we don't want to do.
No one within El Paso's judicial system will comment on the lawsuit. If the city is found liable, this case would mark the first time in Texas that the courts hold a major city responsible for a formal policy that allegedly violates the concept of equal protection under the law. And that's why lawyers across the country are monitoring this case. For Here and Now, I'm Lorne Madelon in El Paso, Texas.
And Lauren's story comes to us from the Fronteras Desk, a public radio collaboration in the Southwest that focuses on the border, immigration, and changing demographics.